Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending this last workshop. And it is a privilege for me to be able to share what God is doing in our country, Indonesia. And I hope it's going to be a blessing to all of you to hear the amazing story of God's providence in this Muslim country. For those of you that do not know where Indonesia is, so I have the map to show you where Indonesia located. It is on the equator, so we experience a summer all year. So we don't have winter. We don't have those. We don't have seasons. We only have hot, hotter, and hottest. Okay. So Indonesia is it has 17,500 islands. And it is, the population of Indonesia is 250 million. It is the fourth most populous country and the largest Muslim nation. But it is not Muslim in government. It is it's just because most of the people the religion is Muslim. And the capital city is Jakarta, where we lived. And the population in Jakarta is also very, very crowded, and 17 million people. That's where we live. So I am Wanti Wawar, and that is my husband, Franz Wawar. We are very blessed to have four wonderful children. And my oldest is this one. It's Feeny. She is 25 years old. She's a fashion designer, so she's taking care of all my clothes, so I look good all the time. And the second one is Fina. So these two graduated from Franklin Classical School, so they really appreciate Dr. Grant that has instilled so many great values in their life, and now they're really live the life that is carry on everything, the value, the legacy that they've been taught in a classical education. So Fina right now is taking her master degree, and so she's a full-time student, and also at the same time she's a full-time teacher in my school. And our son, our only son, and his name is Timothy. He is in his last year in university doing business. And this is my baby, Leah. She's 19 years old. She's teaching with me also in school as a grammar teacher for first and second grade. Yeah, so this is our family. We didn't come from a Christian background. Me personally, I was raised in a Muslim family. I never dreamed that I would become a Christian one day until, you know, God showed himself and visited me, and I was convicted, and I knew that there must be something else than what I believed that time. And I was so confused. I lived in confusion for 2 years because I was not sure who I was. And I was searching and searching, and finally I made the decision that I have to believe that Jesus is Lord. And as I accepted, yes, and as I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, many other things that I did not expect to happen, it happened. And I was disowned by my family. And that was the most difficult moment in my life, being rejected and having nobody. And at the same time, I was not able to find a good church. And I was in time of searching and searching. But God is so faithful. He brought me, you know, the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. So he just directed me to a local church where they emphasize so much in raising children, raising family, godly family. And that's how I began my journey becoming a homeschool mom. And that was a major decision because no one is not common in Indonesia. And that was like almost 20 years, 15 years ago. That was very uncommon for a family homeschool their children. So, because I'm used to make a major and radical decision, you know, accepting Christ and disowned by my family, and you know, I've been living in that kind of mode. So homeschool my children, and as I got convicted, no big deal, okay? You know, I'm not losing my life. I mean, you know, it's just like making commitment. So I said, yes, I will do whatever God wants me to do so I can give the education that I've never received, and I want my children to have the best education, which is Christian education. And that is the background of our story. So I never dreamed that I would become a Christian. And along the way, my husband, we both are doing business very well. And along the way, we love the Lord so much. We do anything that He wants us to do. And at the year 1990, God asked us to go into full-time ministry. And I said, yes, sir. And my husband wasn't really sure. But finally, he was convicted as well. So since 1990, we made a decision to serve God. And that's the journey began. That's the journey of our life began. And God put that vision about how we have been blessed, really, really blessed, by having Christ in our life, in our family. And we see our children grow up in a fear of the Lord. And we can see that there is something there is something that we have never seen before, the peace, the love, and it's just the value of families that, you know, I've never experienced in my childhood, and I've never seen in other families. And because of Christ, I was able to experience all those wonderful all the wonderful time with my family. And because I have been blessed in so many ways, I also would like to be able to share with so many people in Indonesia that do not understand about family values, so they would be able to they would be able to build something that will leave legacy and that is valuable, that is eternal. So that is our heart desire, that we will be able to teach families the Christian values about, you know, parenting, about raising children in a godly way. And because in Asia, that is not common. Usually children are left with nanny, because everyone in Asia, they have nanny. So it is not uncommon to see children being carried by the nanny, not the mom, not the mother. So that is a very common situation in Asia. And my heart was like, wow, they lost the most wonderful experience as a mom, as parents. So so our heart is to be able to become a blessing and teach these families the values that they've never known before. And that is our heart. As we become a pastor, we want to be able to bless. We want to be able to build godly families in Indonesia, because we believe as we build godly families, as we build strong family, then we will see strong churches. And if we have strong churches, then we will see a strong nation as well. So we have this vision. And then you know, as we educate our children, we see that we are not going that far. You know, you have labored so much, you have given everything, but I don't see maximum growth. So there were moments that, you know, we were frustrated because we have given everything, our time, you know, our energy, we have given everything, and we haven't seen maximum result. Until when we were in the state, we were introduced to classical education, and that is when I was doing homeschool, and when I was introduced classical education, and I got so convicted that this is it. There's so many missing puzzles that I need to be able to bring transformation in my nation. So to make the story start, you know, when we went back to Indonesia, that was the year 2002 because we were in the state for a few years, and then we decided to go back to Indonesia in the year 2002, and then started a church. And at the same time, because accidentally I became a pastor accidentally, and now I became principal of the school accidentally. Because no one wanted to do the job, and my husband said, "You do the job." Okay, so I cannot be, you know, I just, well, until we find someone to replace you. That was his promise, and so it was God's given vision for us to start a church. And because we believe that when we built a church in the middle of the city, that is like a landmark, you know, that is we are making a statement that this land belongs to God. So we prayed, and we were able to get a place for our church to meet, and at the center of Jakarta. But because it's the center at Jakarta, and it is in the middle of a business area, the cost is very, very expensive. And as you know, church on Sunday, so Monday till Saturday is empty. So that's why my husband, with business background, have to come up with something that will be able to cover all the expenses. And my husband told me, once you will, school is the best idea. Then, because you've been homeschooling your children, so you know what is school, what is, you know, education is all about. So I, and then he said, "Well, you can do it." And you know, my husband believed in me more than I believe myself. So he convinced me that I would be able to do it. Then that's when we started the church at the same time and the school at the same time. And I remember we started the school only with, I think, 4 to 6 classroom. Yeah, 6 classroom. And that's supposed to be our Sunday school classroom. And so we don't want it to be vacant from Monday till Saturday. So we started the school as well. And because I was so blessed, I was very blessed with the classical education, there is no way I would go back and use other curriculum. I said, if it's a school, then it has to be classical. And that's the only thing that I want to do, if it's only classical education. But classical education, I know it's good. But who am I to do the classical education? I didn't prepare myself. You know, when I was in Nashville with Dr. Grant, I didn't have time to ask him, you know, all the questions that I know I would need later on, because I thought, well, 2 of my daughters have graduated, so only 2 more to go, so, you know, less responsibility. So I didn't really bother to ask many questions to Dr. Grant. So, but when God just opened the doors for opportunity for us to start school, and I know, oh no, I wish, you know, I spend more time talking to Dr. Grant and ask more questions, but everything in his control, and I just have to trust him that, you know, he is in control, that he will provide everything that we need. And that is when we start building the school with God-given vision. I'm sorry, I'm not good in... I need someone to help me. Okay, I'm just going to continue my story. So, through classical education, and I come to understanding that, you know, we have to have a whole vision instead of fragmented vision. Before that, my vision's only for a church, building a church. I didn't think about, you know, the community. I didn't think about larger, you know, than the church. So when I started to understand more about classical education and the worldview, and I realized that I have to...
You can keep talking, I'm sorry.
All right. So I just have to be able to approach in a different way because we've tried it before and it didn't really work. It didn't bring maximum growth in our ministry. So this time we want to do it differently, which is we want to do it, you know, with integrated whole vision, whole community. It's not just building the church, but it's building community, and that is our vision to have the whole nation being transformed, and that is a statement of faith because we haven't seen it yet. But we believe that if God gave us a vision and He not just want to get the Christian, get some people saved, but transform every area of the community, and that is going to be a lot of work. But I know if we do it properly, we do it with the right concept, then we will see that we will be able to see it becoming reality. And I realize that education is not a short term. It is a long term, and I learned so much from Ian Comenius that, you know, Ian Comenius he lived and he never got to see you know what the work of his the result of his work, and he never seen it. But the next generation were blessed with the work that he did. So in my heart, it's okay if I didn't get to see it. At least my children will be able to see that Indonesia is going to be transformed. So with that in mind, I focus on the vision, the long-term vision, whole vision, and the long-term commitment, instead of, okay, how many people in the church? You know, it's not that anymore, because you know, God says that I will build my church, and it's not me that will build the church. It's God's business. My job is to expand the kingdom, and when I seek the kingdom of God first, and everything else will be added. And with that conviction, well, I said, okay, I'm just going to focus on building the people, educating the people, so they will have a better life. How can I help them through education that they will be able to solve the problems that they have right now? And I will trust God that He will build He will build the church. And with that conviction, with that notion in our mind, we are so much, you know, we are so free. You know, there is no you know, like guilty feeling. You know, am I growing? Are we doing okay? Something like that. You know, which I experienced that before. With this, when we started building this, it has freed me from to focus on what God wants me to do instead of the result, because you know that is what we're learning in classical education. It's the process, not the result. If you get the process right, then you will see the result automatically. So what we focus on, our vision is, do we get this right? Are we aligning ourselves with God want us to do? And amazingly, I think the second year of our school being existed in Jakarta, we were able to penetrate, to start school in Aceh, which is, if you can see, is the top of the island Sumatra. This is one of the largest islands, but this island majority is Muslim. So we were able to plant school in this area. You can see. Let me see. Yeah, this is Aceh, and 100% all of them are Muslim. So if I have in mind to start a church, I would never be able to go into this place. But because what I have in mind is I want to bless the people. I want to help them to get better education, and everyone needs a better education. So we started this 4 years ago, and until now we are still there. It happened right after the tsunami, and when the tsunami hit, and I knew exactly that is the open door, and I have to take the opportunity. I know I'm not ready. If we ask ourselves, if I ask myself, am I ready? Never ready. But when God says go, then we just have to obey, go. So that's what I did. We went there and started school there. But it is amazing when you obey. You know, you will see the miracles after miracles taking place. And that's how I see. I'm not just reaching out to students. I'm not reaching out to little ones. But at the same time, I was able to train teacher. If you can see this, this is our school. And this is the teachers coming from different Muslim groups. So if you can see, I can point this. These are men. For Muslim, it's not proper for men to attend a woman. This is me. I'm teaching. And to listen to women, a woman teaching, it's not acceptable in a Muslim culture. But for the sake of education, they don't care. They came. So that is what happened in Aceh. And as I continue to focus, on you know, what God has put in my heart, which is education and how to grow these children, and we understand that these children needs a place to grow. I messed it up again. It doesn't move. So, they need a place to grow, which is the Covenant Home, the Covenant School, the Covenant Church. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, causing so much trouble. We realize that, you know, the children needs to grow in a home, in a school, and not just a home, but it's a covenant home. And not just a school, but it's a covenant school. And not just a church, but a covenant church. And this is a new idea, new concept for our people to understand about covenant. So we need to have the patience, you know, to be able to teach and communicate what is a covenant home, what is a covenant church, what is a covenant school. So because this is the place where the children would grow, and we spend most of the time. If I can tell our experience, it is harder to train the parents than to train the children. So that's what happened. We put more time training our parents than training the children. But we did not give up, because we know that is the truth. And if we shouldn't compromise, because that's the only way that our vision will be able to become reality, to be accomplished. And as you see that I put the verse that all the word of God is profitable for doctrines, for instruction, for correction. And you know, our society, they're not a society that is, you know, happy to receive instruction, correction. You know, especially in Asia, you know, they leave their children in school and they expect you to take care. Yes. And don't tell me if they have a problem, then you fix it. So and that's what they expect from us as a school, as a Christian school. They expect us to solve the problem, not to equip them to be able to help their children and help the children overcome the weakness, but they expect our teachers to solve their children's problem. So here I am as a principal, as a pastor, and I have my teachers and I have these parents. So teachers get irritated and parents get frustrated. So I just have to have the patience and believe that God has started a good work, and He's going to give me
the grace and the ability to transform. This is mind changing, the renewing of the mind, which is education, the classical education. And basically what we're doing in Indonesia that has brought us to this place, because we are focusing so much in this area. Teaching, training, discipline. That's all. Teaching, training, discipline. So even as parents want to enroll their children, the first time we ask, are you willing to allow us to have this kind of standard? If you want to come to our school, then you have to sign. Can you believe that? They have to sign agreement that they're going to be, they're willing to be taught. That means they have to come. So I have to go, I have to make it a rule. You have to come to parents' meeting. Because sometimes it's not them who come to parents' meeting, but it's the nanny or someone who works for them and will take notes and will sign. So it is really different community. It's a different worldview, different mindset. It's totally different with what the Bible teach us. So I know it's not going to take 1 year. You know, it's going to take a long time. So I just have to be patient and not giving up, but continue to teach and to communicate that this is God's way. There is no other way. I hope I can give another alternative. But I couldn't find in the Bible if there is another alternative, you know. So they think that I'm making their life miserable. And they don't know that my life is also miserable. You know, I have to do all these things, you know. Have to think about the teachers, have to think, you know, because, you know, when the children misbehave, you know, the teachers also don't understand about the covenant discipline. So they get frustrated and so I have to tell the teachers, you have to be patient. This is not just punishing the student, but, you know, we are ministering to the students and bring them to repentance. It's not the discipline, it is the repentance that we're after. So it has to be taught over and over and over. And as, you know, like the doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, it's not fun. It's no fun. It's no fun. It's no fun for us to do that, and it's no fun for the person who received that. But you know, that is the only way that we can see that the man of God, that is our student, may be complete. And of course, we want to see them being equipped for good work. So we keep building our faith that we should never give up, and continue to focus and believe that it will work, because this is God's way and it's going to work. The challenge we face, they want to see the quick result because they've heard about our school. It's a good school. And after a couple of months, if they haven't seen result, they would ask me, how come you haven't seen any result? So we have to be very patient again. It's not a quick fix. It is a process. So that is the expectation of parents, and they're not aware. They're not aware of their responsibility, and it's a new concept for Asian and Indonesian to force parents to be involved in the children's life. So what happened? I was frustrated. You know, I hope it's only me, not you. But I was so frustrated being a pastor's wife, being a principal. And our church is growing. Our school is growing. And I know if I focus on my problem, it's not going to get done anyway. So I need to focus on the kingdom, not the problem. So on 2005, I decided to focus on the people that are less fortunate, the children that are underprivileged that live in this kind of house. And I started a school which is called MBB, which means Pearls of the Nation. And through the school that I founded, a Morningstar Academy, I reached out to the poor just to be able to, not to focus on the problems I have with this new school, but for me to be able to help these poor people. And it is amazing. It is amazing how, you know, reaching out to the poor really brings healing to your heart. And I found so much joy just reaching to these children. Some of them come to school, when they came to school, with boils. They don't live in a proper home. And so we clean them, we bathe them, and then we feed them, and then we educate them, we teach them. And it started with 25 students, and now I have 150 students. And when I started doing that, you know, God just amazingly I don't know how he does it, but it seems like, you know, it's okay. Everything is just okay, and everything is just becoming smoother. And because all the parents that always criticize, they couldn't say anything because they see the fruits that is being that we have through classical education. And what I like about classical education, because it doesn't depend on curriculum. It really depends on the mind. When we teach them how to think, you know, that student, you know, they're being changed, their life being changed. So it is amazing. And this is just the beginning of God's great work in Indonesia. So it is just, you know, through obedience, and we see God provides. If you ask me, when I started MBB, when I started the school for the poor, because all of them are subsidized from our church, from our school. If you ask, did we have the money? No. So as I stepped on in faith, God sent the provision. So it never worked the other way. You know, it never worked. So we have the money, then we will never start anything. If we wait until we have the budget, the fund, we can never achieve anything. What I've learned throughout this year, just step out, and then God will send people that you never thought. I never thought these people will come. I never thought this help will come. God just send people to bring help that we need, because God knows that we fear Him, that we will obey Him no matter what. So God is at work, and He will provide. Can we give Him a praise? He is so worthy to be praised. And then 4 years. 4 years. 20 schools being planted. I did not focus on the original school. I mean, still, the problem still exists. The parents still complain. Still, it didn't change. But my eyes do not focus on that. And my joy is not taken away because all these things that are happening in the school. I focus on these people. Yeah. They are so happy because someone will help them. And then because I guard my joy, so when I go back to the original school, I have full strength, you know, to teach. And you know, I'm going to guard my heart. My joy, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And if I look at the problem, it will drain all my energy. I won't be able to study. I won't be able to hear from God. So what I did, it has blessed me a lot. And I really want to share with all of you that how you can get the same strength if you don't focus on everyday problems in the school, because that's life. It's nothing personal about you. It's nothing, because sometimes I condemn myself. Maybe, you know, I like this and I like that. No, it's people. And it's just, you know, no matter how you try to do your best, there is always something lack. So I realized that I do the best because I want to please God, not pleasing man. as I'm doing my best and as I'm pleasing God, that's enough for me when I know that I'm pleasing Him. So that is what happened in 2005. In 4 years, we see God's providence that changed almost every island. If you could see that in Indonesia, this is five major islands: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two, three, four, five. If you see the dot, red dot, that's our school. So we have covered almost every island. Okay, some people say, how do you get teachers? Annually, we hold teachers conference, and this is our teachers conference annually, and this is 700 teachers that we train and from all over the islands. And some of them we support. They don't have the money to come, so we support them to come. We train them, and out of this conference, usually they will go back and they will start the school. And amazing, I stand in awe because I know it's not me. It is God that did all the work. I'm just His servant. I did my part, which is just obey, step out, you know. When we want to do the teachers' conference, how many people will show up? Is it going to cover the cost? You know, all that kind of question. You know, so all that kind of question. God has proven that He is always faithful. When we are faithful to do our part, He is faithful to do His part. So I'm going to share to you a little bit about, just show a little bit of our school, not all, but just a little bit. And this is the island of Borneo. And we have several schools in Borneo. I don't keep track, so if you ask me how many, I don't know exactly, but it's more than two, I know. because this is two different schools. And this place, from Jakarta, it's a 1 hour flight to this city. You see this? And to come to this place, we have to ride seven hours drive. And then after that, we have to go through this cruising. It's not a cruising. I'm teasing. It is a very rudimentary boat. And they put everything. They put my luggages. My daughter's mom says, "Mom, where's the protection?" And I said, "Don't worry about that. You know, God knows. Don't ask me where's the life vest jacket." He said, "Don't ask, because my children, you know, they were raised in America. So where is the safety? You know, what happened, Mom? If an alligator come, you know, to our don't think about it." And then when we don't even think about it. And when we pass this trees, what happened if a snake come, fall over us? Don't even think about it. And that was fun. And I took, this is my daughter, my youngest, and she's smiling. But look at these children, they are worshiping God, isn't it? They are so precious. They don't have much. If we don't buy them clothes, they don't have clothes. If we don't buy them shoes, they don't have shoes. So when I took my children there, they realize how much they have been blessed by God. And every time we go to mission, there is always a miracle. God just blessed us amazingly. I mean, it's words cannot express, how God has blessed us in so many ways. And this is another island. This is the island of Celebes. And we have several schools, and I happen to put two schools there. And you can see they have nice clothes because we clothe them, okay? And then the school is very, very basic. It's very small. You know, it doesn't, you can't really see it in a picture. But if you go there, it's very small. Maybe just like this stage. Just like this stage. And then.
I like to walk around because I work with children. You see these little children? Do you see them sit up straight? It is amazing. You know, in the remote areas, they know how to sit up straight. They know how to line up. They know how to raise their hand. They are very well-mannered children, raising, educated in a classical mind, classical education.
And if you see this place, it is so uncomfortable. I am soaked wet. And I was just there for one day, but they go to school every day. This is no floor. This is no floor. And this is no... It's just bamboo. But do you see them worship God? I said, I have to bring my students from Jakarta. They should learn. They should learn from these children because they are so grateful to God that they can go to school. And a school that loves them, that encouraged them, that they will have a better future. And that is what classical education can give to people, a life that is full of hope and that is full of future. And why I'm giving you this teacher's training, because every time I go to an island, I teach to the students and I teach to the teachers, and I also, this is the teacher's training, and I'll also teach the parents. And these two islands, from this place, this small island, there were two ladies that came to our teachers' conference. And when I saw these two ladies, I thought their school must be with at least 50 people, 50 kids, you know. That was in my mind, you know, like, okay. But when I went to their school, that's it. I think it's smaller than this stage, you know, that this because after this is nothing. This is already nothing. So it's a very small, and then look at how many, and then these children, they are 6 years old, but they look like 4 years old. This is first grade. They're very tiny. And my heart just, you know, my heart break to see this kind of this condition. But at the same time, I'm happy because I can give them education, because you know it's going to be a long-term vision, but ultimately they will have a different future than what their parents have right now. So amazingly, these two ladies, very simple, what they can do, I was so astonished because they were able to gather 700 teachers from the whole island. Can you imagine? From that two ladies, I was amazed, you know, with the ability to influence people. So I said, never judge from someone's appearance. You'll never know what is the... what is the impact that someone can, you know, when you minister to someone, you never know how many people behind the person that you are ministering to. So I'm so blessed and I'm so grateful. And you can see at my teacher's training, I always have Muslims. Do you see that? They're with veils. But this is really, I mean, I didn't, it is a Christian education. So they know it's Christian education, but everybody knows that Christian education is the best. It's better. So they come to learn from us. And so when I arrived at that island, then there's a pastor called us, and I said, please, I've come to your annual teachers conference 2 times, and I have started 2 schools. Please come and visit our island. And I said, what island? And so, and then he told me this island, and I look at the map, and there's no jet coming to this place. So I said, oh no, I want to ask if and usually to the places before I went, I know there was it was really in the village, but the people has been with me, so they knew what I like. They knew, I mean, what I need is just a clean. It's just a clean thing, you know. It's a clean a mattress, and it's just clean, nothing more, you know. And but for this this gentleman, I haven't known him. You know, even when he was at my conference, I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But I knew that he has built. He applied what the principle that I have taught at the conference, and he has started 2 schools. So my heart says, okay, I have to appreciate what he has done, and I have to go there and visit. You know, how can I help this gentleman? How can I help this pastor? So when I went there, I was so shocked. Because this is what they have. No chairs, nothing. And it is very sad. It is heartbreaking, but you know, and then we will help them. And this is the pastor, and he was able to you can see the people. You can see this these people. They come from mountain villages, and it takes days to come to this place. I mean, I've lived in Indonesia for my life, but I didn't even know this city exists until, you know, I went there. Oh, okay. It says Waikabuba, and this one is Waingapu. It's like Hawaii, you know. Hawaii is Waikiki. You know, I heard the Waikiki, and I've never, you know, and I've never heard that there is cities like this in my nation. But that's what happened when you teach, when you have education as your tools. You know, you will never imagine where this tool is going to bring you. It's going to bring you to the end of the world. It is amazing when I went there, and they were greeting me. I'm very excited because I'm visiting them, and my heart is just, who am I, God? Who am I? I'm a mother. It started with a mother of 4, homeschool. Try to give the best education for my children. And now, God, I'm in the middle of, you know, in this island, remote island, that, you know, even the government won't go. No government would go there. They don't receive any help from the government because it is so remote. And then it is such a privilege that God has chosen me to go there and teach these precious people. And I really count it as a blessing to be able to go there. And look what happened, because I don't focus on my school. On 2007, God gave us a new building for Morningstar Academy. In 5 years, we have 6-floor building. Forty classroom, 600 students, and this is our devotion. I took this picture at the end of 2000, just recently when we closed 2009. We just stand. I asked all the students to stand and bow our head, and just giving thanks to God. just stand in silence and remember all the great things that God has done through education, classical Christian education. And that was such a great moment to feel God's presence. We know that everything we have right now, it comes from God. And as you can see, this is not typical Indonesian. Very proactive. They have self-confidence, and they're not shy like, you know, a lot of Asian, very reserved. But they've been changed through classical education. They know who they are, you know, they know how to ask questions. It is a blessing. But this will not happen if I only focus in my school toward Morningstar Academy. It will never happen. We're just striving to get a building, even up until now. But this can happen because seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. We become the hope and light for our nation. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. And that is what happened, that we see God is doing such a tremendous job transforming our nation through gaining influence. We, through His grace, we see a different culture in Morningstar Academy. We can see well-mannered and hard-working students. We can see fathers' involvement for Asian. It is a no-no for a dad touching the children. So through this education, it is so wonderful to see father reading stories, father in the classroom, father, you know, with their children, with families. It is so amazing. It is I don't know, words cannot express, you know, how I rejoice and see the small beginning that God started with my family. When my husband started to hold my children and start making some milk, feeding the baby, carry the diaper bag, I remember my parents comment to me, "What have you done to your husband?" And I said, "I didn't do anything. You know, he wanted to do it. He enjoyed it, you know. He enjoyed it. It is God who already, you know, renewed the mind, and he loves our children, and He always wants to hold our children. But for my parents, that I have done something wrong towards my husband." So, and that was just, you know, one, my husband. But can you imagine, now it's the whole community of Morningstar Academy who has 600 students, and it's about 500 parents, so, and 500 families have different set of values now, and it is so different. It is a really different community, and then it is a light to the community. And then the other thing is, the older students love and care for the younger students. Never seen such that situation in Indonesia. Not I never seen that, but it is a common situation that the older students will, you know, show help, will give you know, help to the young, even to the K students. So it is the culture being transformed. And can I have that? It is a privilege to be exposed in a media, in a magazine, newspaper, talk shows, in television, But you know, every time they expose, they give that expose to me. It's always just one little bit, just like this big. But few months ago, they put my picture here, and I was so surprised when the journalist says, "Okay, Miss Monty, you can check. You're on today's paper." So I thought it's gonna be okay. That's it. Okay, that's it. That's it. That's my picture. But when I turn around, look at me. And this is the secular. This is the number one paper in Indonesia. And what is really amazed me, I never, these journalists don't know about classical education. Mm-mm. They have no clue about classical education. So they just interview me because of the impact and the changes that I have made into the to the community. So look at the title. Empowering mind. So that is classical education, right? So our life speaks louder than what we could say. And that is amazing when I see that it is communicated well to the people, that they know that this school is empowering mind. Another magazine also have another article about me and what I'm doing, and the title is also Beautiful Mind. It is amazing. It talks about the mind, because that is what we're doing. It's educating the mind. It's teaching the teaching the students to think. And to be able to come up with solution, identify problems, and that is what the world sees. And the last, it's stuck again. Well, anyway, that's the last. That's okay. That's okay, David. It's all right. And the last thing is that is a privilege for the last thing. That is a great blessing that I count it really as a privilege. When the University of Indonesia, as the number one university, asked me to become to teach in University of Indonesia on a regular basis, and to be in a University of Indonesia, it is so hard because they want to give that to Muslim. So it doesn't matter who passed. No, they chose. You know, they chose. So it's 95% Muslims. So if you're really, really bright, then maybe you can get the 5%. But all the leaders will come out from that. All the nation leaders later on will come out from that university. So for me to be able to have the opportunity to go there and teach on a regular basis to undergrad and grad students as well, that is a tremendous blessing, because I know once you know, when I speak to the students, when I teach them, I'm not just teaching them, I'm preaching and I'm stealing values and principles into their lives. And I count it as a great privilege that God has entrusted us to be an impact to the nation, and through education we will see a nation will be changed, will be free for God's glory. Amen. So if you have any question, I will be more than happy to be able to yes, ma'am. How many students? Thousands, I guess. Yes. I think thousands. Yeah. Yes, yes. The classics. The classics. So Morningstar Academy is English. So it's really we're using Veritas, and we're only using the math. We adjusted with Asian. So we use Singapore math and Singapore science. But the rest, it's from here. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Well, we're talking about worldview. So I always am connected with the humanities, where we learn about civilization and worldview. So when we study about Indonesian history, and we study about antiquity. And then Christendom, and then modernity, and then Indonesian history. So when we learn about Indonesian history, we always adjust it with the worldview that is, you know, that is happening in that time, and then how it has impacted the writer, the author of that literature in Indonesia, and then we talk about that, and then how it has impacted the people of Indonesia, even until now. So the thing is, which is really interesting, our student gather, every time I ask my students, you know, how the classical education has impacted their life, because this is such a new notion, no one has ever heard that in Indonesia. So what I heard, their response is, wow, you know, my eyes just open. Everything makes sense. It's like, you know, having an eye, a glasses. Like everything is so clear. I can understand the politics. I can understand this. I can understand that. So they are excited, even though the workload is tremendous. But they are excited because everything makes sense. So it's not just having to do so many things, so many works without understanding how it integrates. But because of classical education, and we try to integrate, we try to bring it together, and make the child understand the purpose of studying this subject and facing their life every day. When they see that connection, then there is that drive within them that, okay, I'm gonna excel, I'm gonna put more effort in study. And because for Indonesian to study literature, in English is not our main language. We don't speak English. So most of our students, when they came to our school, have zero English. And it is amazing, in 1 year, they that's the power of human brain. And they just catch up in 1 year. They can speak very fluent, and they can read, and it's just amazing. And even the parents just surprised to see how the result of these children, because, well, if they're little, then it's makes sense if they can catch up. But for high schoolers, ninth grade, eighth grade, it's not easy. It's not easy because it's been formed in their brain. The way they think is in Indonesia, and when they come to our school, it has to be switched totally. That they have to think in English. They have, you know, everything has to be changed. But again, you know, as we honor God in our school, because every day when we start school, that's the first thing. We don't do nothing. We just everyone, and we gather in an auditorium, and we just, you know, ask everyone to honor God, because without Him, without His presence in our school, there is no way we can accomplish great things. So we realize all the achievement that we've seen in our students is because of God. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Say it again, please. In Jakarta, no, because we have several Muslims in our school, and grant or threat? Threat, right? Yes, threat. No. In Jakarta, we don't receive that. In fact, they love our school. You know, I mean, if they don't like our school, it's not going to be in the media. Because when it's in the media, the journalists, most of them are Muslim. And then for Department of Education, we are the pilot project. I mean, they always refer to Morningstar Academy. If they want to say, well, if people ask, I mean, you go to Morningstar Academy, you can see what an education. So they always refer to Morningstar Academy. So it's like they're a pride for our government. So for Jakarta, they count it as a pride, you know, that that. Because what I'm, I believe that you know that every nation has, you know, has their calling and their uniqueness, and I believe that when God called us to build a school, and God is going to raise the locals. So I you know, I speak faith to them, and then you, as you raise and as you stand in faith, that God will give you the ability. And it is amazing because 95% of our teachers are Indonesian, and some of them never study overseas. So their English is being learned during training, but they speak good English, and the children speak with no accent. And so it's people just, you know, marvel at the result that Indonesian are the teachers, and having the result, which is really international standard. So that is our plus point in our school, raising up the local, raising up the Indonesian to be able to do the job. And that is the same thing what I'm doing when I go to the provinces. I raise the local people, the local to be able to teach, because they will be more effective communicating to their own people, because even in a different island, they have different culture. The way they, we should approach people, it's just a different culture. So I'm there just to facilitate, just to equip them, but they will be the one that should do the work. So while we're doing that, we have no threat from the Muslim, except in the island that I, you know, and I say that it is totally Muslim, we receive that. But again, because we have shown a good relationship, so it is their leaders who protected us, who stood and and spoke to those who were against us. And that was so it was okay. So they even asked me to add more classes, because there is one professor that have two grandchildren in that school, and they said, she said that I don't. This is what she said. If you don't have if you don't put more class, where will my children go? I don't see there is other Muslim school that is as good as this one. So it is word of mouth being advertisement from, you know, mouth to mouth. So that's what happened. Yes.
I just want to say that you blessed me so much by sharing this about Indonesia. I had no idea what was going on there. Years ago, I've gone to Indonesia because I heard of some violence that was going on there, and I was concerned with the Christians that were there. So I just want to ask you, do you have a table outside, or do you have a car or something that we can take home with us that we can pray for you or can support you or send something to those schools or a website or something?
We have a website. It is MS dash. Do you have the? Yeah, we have the name cards. We'll give it to you. Definitely, we need your prayer. We need your prayer support. That this ministry will go out, not just in Indonesia, but it will expand to other nations in Asia. One more. Main prayer needs, it will be teachers that God will raise enough teachers, because right now in this summer, this August, I will start 4 more school, and then I definitely will need more teachers for this 4 school. And you know, again, I see that about facility, it's always there. you know, because people have seen the quality of our work, so they trust, and so they okay, no, the facility is always there, but you know the it's like what Jesus says. He said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." So I'm praying that God will send, you know, more workers, because education is not easy. You know, people, we are educating the children, and you know, some of the children, these parents definitely come from hurting families, and hurt people will hurt other people, and they will hurt the teacher. And you know, sometimes if the teachers don't have, well, I understand, you know, it's not easy, and so many give up, you know, in the mid, you know, along the way. And we need teachers that, you know, will stand there and don't give up, and because, you know, truth will prevail, and you know, if you stand in faith, you know, God will, you know, defend you, and you will see a victory after victory. Amen. Thank you so much for your attention. God bless you. Thank you.